Tattva-kshayatma-sthani kalpado-vishtura-maham. Now this verse we have been discussing last meeting. But this whole cosmic manifestation, it is not permanent. It is created and it is again annihilated, and the whole energy is pulled up into the body of the Supreme Lord. It comes out and again it is blinded. Now, Jagat Abhakta Murtina, Sabhu Bhutani Kaunteya Prakriti Jayanti Manika. The Prakriti is not independent. Prakriti means nature. It is dependent on the Supreme Law. When he desires, or when the time is, he gives us chance. This Prakriti is this material cosmic manifestation is meant for the conditioned soul. We are all conditioned souls. So, this manifestation is given a chance so that we can return back to the eternal Prakriti or eternal nature. Otherwise, this Prakriti, Bhutta Bhutta Praliyate, as we have studied in the 8th chapter, it is created, it is mentioned, and it is annihilated. Kalpakhaya punastani kalpado siddhamam. See, each creation is called a kalpa. And each after kalpa, after similar years, one kalpa, that is not possible for us to calculate how many years. But some idea is given in this Bhagavad Gita that suppose the kalpa exists for so many years, and as we have got calculation of the day of the year, that is 365 days in a year. So the duration of one day is given in the Bhagavad Gita as 4,300,000 of years into 1,000. That is the calculation of one day of the whole cosmic creation. Now, we are concerned how to get out of this temporary life. We are hankering after eternal life. How to get out of this temporary life? That should be our problem. There is no use calculating for how many years one kalpa, one duration of this cosmic manifestation is maintained. But our concern is that whether we can get out of these clutches of material nature and get into our spiritual nature and have our eternal blissful life. That is our call. That we can make solution if we culture the Krishna consciousness seriously, then even after annihilation of this body, we can get into the spiritual nature. And spiritual nature, and we are also spirit, therefore there is no difference, there is no question of birth and death. That is the problem. Prakriti sam avishtab avasthyabhya vishtyami punapuna bhutagrama imam kristam avasam prakriti vasat. Prakriti vasat. We are completely under the grip of the stringent laws of material nature, and we are repeatedly put into that stringent laws of material nature so that we may come into our consciousness that why we are suffering these repeated births and deaths. But we have become so much dull and so much accustomed to this service, because it is continuing since a very, very long time, time immemorial. So we have become accustomed. So don't take it very seriously that why you are dying and why you are getting again body and why you are suffering this misery. So this is called ignorance. So you are not very serious. Especially in this age, you are not very serious. We think this is the process of life. No, this is not the process of life. You have got your life. If you like, you can have your life eternal without any birth and death. Just to get rid, just getting out of this material nature. So God creates and annihilates. So God says, Krishna says, Natumang tani karmani nivadnati dhananjaya udasinam udasinamad asinam asakta tesu karmasu. Now, one may think that such a huge manifestation of the material world, it is once created and again annihilated, so God must be very much concerned about this creation and annihilation. But the Lord says, no. Natumansani karmani nivarnanti dhananja. My dear Arjuna, all this work is going on automatically. There is no concern about it. Just like a big man, big rich man in your city. He is dismantling so many big houses, Canadian constructing, skyscraper. His agents are doing. He has got money, spending. He is sitting nicely. He has no concern. Similarly, parasasakti vividhaiva sriyate, the material nature and so many other agents, they are performing this creation automatically. Parasasakti vividhaiva sriyate, sadha vikujyana bala kriyasa. In the Vedic literature, we understand that these things are so nicely being done, as if there are so many plants, so many engineers, and so many scientists, they are working. No. The nature is so made by the superior grant of the Supreme Law that it is going on automatically. Don't you see a flower? How it is beautifully decorated with paintings. Really, just symmetrically, you don't find any change. So this is going on. This is going on automatically. This is God's power. If you have got to paint one picture, one flower, you have to take so much attention. And still, it may not be symmetrical. There may be some mistake. But in nature's way, see, how many flowers, fruits, and so many things are coming out automatically. Foolish people, they think it is being done automatically. No. Behind this thing, there is the brain of Krishna. Behind everything, and because we do not see how it is being done, or due to our lack of knowledge, or less intelligence, we think it is being automatically. No. That is explained in the next verse. Krishna says, Maya dhakshana pragiti suyate sacharacharam hetunane kaunteya jagadvi parivartate. Whatever changes and wonderful things, happenings you are observing in this material nature, that is under my superintendence. Under my superintendence, there is brain, not ego brain. As you cannot see anything in this material world within your experience, everything has got behind everything there is a good grain of anything. We cannot prove anything that this thing has automatically been done without a brain behind it. Can you give us any solitary example that any wonderful thing has happened without a brain behind it? You cannot say. You cannot give even a single example within your experience. So how we can say that this material nature, such wonderful things manifestation, thousands and millions of planets, they are floating in weightlessness in the earth. There is no brain behind it. You throw one mechanical footnail, and there are thousands of scientists working in the laboratory, electronics, they are pushing on the button and everything is recorded. It is a plaything only. That footnail is a plaything. If for such a plaything, so many scientists, so many brains are working, you think such wonderful things are happening without any brain? This is called foolishness. Foolish people will say that they are taking automatically. No, they are not taking place automatically. Here we find in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Madhakino, under my superintendence. So you have to accept it, unless you prove that anything, any material happening can take place without a spiritual brain behind it, then you can say, oh, there is no God. There is no God. There is no brain. But you cannot prove anything wonderful without a brain behind it. How can you say that these wonderful happenings in the material nature is going on without any brain behind it? Because we cannot conceive how much big brain that is. That's all. Set aside. This makes, oh, there is no brain. Because our brain is teeny, and we cannot think of the same philosophy, Prague philosophy, Prague calculation of Atlantic Ocean. Amana manasya gochara. In the Vedic literature it is said that we cannot describe it by our words. We cannot think of it with our mind. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Because it is inconceivable, therefore we say it is void. No, it is not void. The ultimate cause cannot be void. How can be void? Do you think from void something comes out? Do you think your body has come from something void? No. Behind this body is your father, your mother. How can you say that everything has come out of void? This is all, I mean to say, less intelligence. Whoever says like that, they are called asuras. And less intelligent persons, they become asuras. Because they cannot calculate. They cannot think of. Their brain does not provide provision to think of all this. The dull brain. But, if you take the advice of great acharyas, just like Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, and Lord Jesus Christ, everything, every man will say, no, there is God. There is God. So you have to take instruction from them if you want to know the science of God. And here, Lord Krishna, he has personally said, Ishvara Paramat Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has come before you. This Bhagavad Gita is also his representation. Now we are speaking of Bhagavad Gita. After 5,000 years of Krishna's disappearance. But, because God is absolute, therefore these words left by God is also God. Whatever we are hearing just now, we should consider that we are hearing directly from Krishna. whatever I'm speaking, I'm not speaking something manifested by me. I'm speaking the simple words that is left by the merciful Lord in this Bhagavad Gita. I'm speaking to that. He says, Maya Bhasena. Maya Bhasena Prakriti Swati Sachara. Padhasa means superintendent, under my superintendent. Prakriti means this material nature. Swati. Swati means producing. What he is producing? He is producing chara achara. Chara achara. Chara means which is moving. Just like we are moving. We have got life. And achara, there are many things, achara, that does not move. So two things are there, chara and achara, moving and not moving. And about this, there is God. He is controlling both this chara and achara. There are five things, God, the living entities, this prakriti, the nature, the time, and combined together, there is work. So the work is not permanent. It is temporary. But this prakriti is eternal. Nature is eternal. God is eternal. You are eternal. And time is eternal. Out of four things, God, living entities, nature, time, and the work. There are this whole material manifestation, whatever you are seeing, they are composed of these five things. God, living entity, nature, time, and work. Out of that, four things, God, three living entities, time, and nature, they are permanent. This nature is not permanent, but there is another part of this nature that is permanent. And I am permanent, you are permanent, God is permanent, and there is a permanent nature also. So our whole problem should be solved if we can transfer into that permanent nature. Now we are struggling hard because we are put into this non-permanent nature. But there is a permanent nature. That information we get from Bhagavad Gita. Parastasma tubhava anya bhakta bhakta sanatana sanatana means eternal. So, eternal, you are eternal, I am eternal, God is eternal, and there is a place which is eternal, why not transfer yourself? Then that is called eternal. And the modes and the process which help you to transfer yourself into that eternal place that is called Sanatana Dharma. When you speak of Sanatana Dharma, don't think that Sanatana Dharma is meant for the Hindus. Sanatana means eternal. And Dharma means occupation. So you have to stick to that eternal occupation. So that you can be transferred into the eternal kingdom. So this Krishna consciousness is the beginning of that eternal occupation. If you test this, if you practice this Krishna consciousness, eternal occupation, then, as we have already explained in the previous chapters, that at the time of your death, when you leave this body, as soon as we think of these three eternals, a Krishna eternal, an eternal, I want to engage in this eternal, you are at one stands for. It is a very easy thing. You don't require any scrutiny artificially for years together. 25,000 miles to go up. What is 25,000? Panthasya koti satavasya sampradanya, if you try for millions and billions of years, with the force of air and mind, with your scrutiny to reach